You know, a lot of words went forth already this morning. And my message this morning is the righteous. I said the righteous. I said the righteous shall walk in faith. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Amen. What is faith? Matter of fact, what is Christian faith? What does it mean? A Christian faith. Believing in God's promises. Trusting in His faithfulness. Relying on God's character. And the fulfillment. His faithfulness to act. And this morning, I'll be speaking out of Hebrews chapter 11, the faith chapter. And during the week, I've been studying and looking through scripture, because when you finish a message on Sunday, you begin on Monday. And you begin to ask God, give me direction, give me your word, direct me, oh Lord, for the word for your people. And He impressed in my heart to speak about faith. And sometimes in our life circumstances, we all walk in different circumstances in life. And what we're going through is real. Those difficulties are real to us. Those struggles are real. Those desires are real. Those needs are real to us. And I want to go back before Hebrews 11 to Hebrews 10, 35 and 38. And I'm going to be reading out of the New Living Translation. And it begins, so do not throw away this confidence and trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings to you. Patience endures is what you need now. So that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that He has promised. For just a little while, the coming one will come and not delay. And my righteous one will live by faith. But I take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. But we are not like those who turn away from God to their own destruction. We are the faithful ones whose soul will be saved. You see, faith is a lifestyle. The righteous shall live by faith. You see, as Christian, we need to have this lifestyle living in our lives every day. We are called people of faith in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we come before you this morning. We come to the one who sustains us. The one that we can come daily to. And you know every concern, every desires of our heart before we even ask. You know our struggles. You know our circumstances. You know our battle. But you are the great King who goes out in battle for us, Lord. You are the one who takes the lead and cover us under your shadow of your wings, O God, and protect us. Even the things we don't see. Even as we pray, we call them as we see. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for your people. I thank you for your word today. Let it minister to our hearts today, Lord God. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, in the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I asked earlier, what is faith? And the book of Hebrews begins and tells us what is faith. In verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things to hope for the evidence in things not seen. I'm going to say that again. Faith is the substance or the realization of things to hope for, the evidence or the confidence of things not seen. You see, faith is the substance. Faith is the substance. What is the substance? Church, what is the substance? Jesus Christ is our substance. Our faith is in Him. That's why I said realization. Who He is Christ. He is the substance. We built our faith on Him. In verse 2 it says, by the elders attain the good testimony. The elders. In some translations, the people from old. The ones in the Old Testament. The ones who went before us. Who walked out not knowing where he was going. Hallelujah. But he trusted God. And this morning we're going to hear a lot of testimonies. We're going to hear those testimonies from the past. From the elders. From the old. The ones who was in the Old Testament. They're going to give testimony this morning here at Hudson Valley Christian Church. But let me tell you what faith is not. Faith is not feelings or emotions. Sometimes I can feel full of faith, but have no faith. And sometimes I can feel not having that much faith, but have a whole lot of faith. Because the Bible says if you believe as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, be removed, and it will be removed. Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those things diligent, those who seek him diligently. Hallelujah. What is faith? As Christian, we need to walk in faith, and we need to walk that faith in action. The Bible says, walk. Hallelujah. Walk by faith and not by sight. See, faith must become a way of life for us. It's a lifestyle. That we possess in Christ Jesus. Faith is believing God's promises, trusting in his faithfulness, relying on his character, his integrity. Every word spoken in this word is God's integrity, his character. When he says, I will never leave you or forsake you, he spoke the word. When he told Peter to step out of the boat and come, hallelujah, it's his word. But Peter took his eyes off the Lord and looked at the storm, and he began to sink. It's his word, his integrity. And we stand on his word. We stand on his integrity in what the word says to us. In Habakkuk 3:17, 18, I read this. It says, through the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vine, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there will be no herds in the stall. Hallelujah. And verse 18 says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, in the joy in the God of my salvation. You see, in our difficult times, in those times that we are tested, because the Bible speaks that our faith is tested. When the fig tree will not blossom, no fruit on the vine, and the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields have no food, though the flock may be cut off from the old fold, there will be no herds in the store, yet I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. So when we struggle in life, we go through difficulties, problems do arise, I will rejoice in the Lord, the joy of my salvation. We stand on his word. We stand on Jesus Christ and his promises, even when the storms come. It's a story in the Bible about a woman of Canaan who came and cried out to Jesus, have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. And verse 23 in Matthew 15 says, but he answered and says, verse 23, it says, but he answered her not a word. And the disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries after us. But he answered and said, I was sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In verse 25, it reads, she came and worshiped him, saying, yes, Lord, help me. But he answered and said to her, it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which falls from their master's table. And Jesus answered and said, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And the Bible says that her daughter was healed that very moment, that very hour. What a great faith. She came, even as the Lord did not even answer. Even as Jesus says, this is for the bread, is for the people of Israel. Not for the dogs. What a response. But she said, Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. She said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Even the little dogs eat the crumbs off the master table. And he responded, oh, woman, what great faith you have. Let it be done unto you as you had desired. And I love when she said, oh, Lord, but she came down and worshiped him. This morning, Bob spoke about the universe when he opened up the service this morning. In Hebrews 11, verse 3, it speaks about the Creator. The Creator of the universe. You know, I heard a pastor say, in the education in the United States, we have been duped. We have been duped because they teach in college about evolution. He says we have been duped in our education system with philosophy teaching in our colleges. I love that. In Hebrews 11, verse 3, it says, by faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible. The writer of Hebrew wants us to understand God framed the universe by his spoken word, the Rhema word. He spoke it. And it came to existence. If we go back to Genesis 1:1, it begins with the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the water. Then God said, let it be light. And there was light. The spoken word. The Rhema word spoken into existence, the whole universe. It says that there are galaxies and galaxies we don't even know of. That's how great our God is. Hallelujah. I serve a good God. I serve an awesome God, a creator of all things. Hallelujah. Just think about that. Just think about it. They want us to believe that evolution, that a fish came out of the water. And my question always said, did he have lungs or he had gills? And this big bang and all was created and this fish came out. And then it became a monkey and the monkey became a man and just think about it. But God spoke the Rhema word. He spoke those things into existence. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us about a centurion man. And he came to Jesus, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed and deathfully tormented. I'm sorry. Torment. Amen. Amen. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter or come in under my roof. But he said, speak your word and my servant will be healed. Speak the Rhema word and my servant will be healed. Hallelujah. Speak the word. Speak the word and my servant will be healed. I would say, Lord, speak the word into my sickness, and I will be healed. Lord, speak the word into my circumstances of life. Lord, speak the word over my marriage. Speak the word over my children. Lord, speak the word over my addictions. Lord, speak the word over my finances. Lord, speak your Rhema word. Hallelujah. When we pray the word of God over you, because it's the word. Prophecy. When we speak prophecy and God gives us a word of knowledge and we speak prophecy to that person, we speak the word of God over them. Because nothing will be added to this word. All the prophecies are spoken in this word. Hallelujah. The Rhema word. Hallelujah. It's not feelings. It's not emotions. But it's the word of God. You see, we need to live this lifestyle every day in our lives. Because Hebrews chapter 11, verse 2, it says, for the elders attain a good testimony. And I said early, they'll be testifying today. And we see that Abel offered up God a more excellent sacrifice. And we see Enoch, who never tasted death because God took him because of his testimony, please God. We see Noah preparing the ark, saving his family, condemning the world because of the righteousness, which is according to his faith. We see Abraham. By faith, he obeyed God, and he went out knowing not knowing where he was going. And we see Sarah, by faith receiving strength to conceive, because she judged him faithful who he had promised. By faith we see Isaac and Jacob and Joseph giving their testimony. Moses, he looked for the reward. He forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, enduring as he see him who is invisible. And we see Rahab, the harlot, who did not punish with those who did not believe, who she hid the two spies. And she was saved through God's people. And we hear about Gideon and Samson and David and Samuel, who through faith subdued kingdom and works of righteousness, attained promises, stopped the mouth of the lion, out of weakness, were made strong in battle. It speaks about the woman receiving the dead, was raised to life again. Yet others were not worthy of this world. Some were stoned to death. Some were sawn in two. Some was in chains in prison. But all of them attained a good testimony through their faith. Faith opens the door to a victorious life. By faith, we can truly come as he overcame. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Faith. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, is our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? I believe in his power to save. I believe that when I take up my cross and deny myself as Jesus did, or as the scripture also put it, I am crucified with Christ. It is I no longer who lives, but Christ lives in me. In the life that I live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians. Are you living by faith? Has faith become your lifestyle? Or are you living by faith, feeling your feelings and emotions? Or are you living by faith in the person of Jesus Christ? You see, they understood. The apostles understood the result about living by faith is both visual and tangible. The disciples saw it. They touched it in Jesus. And are calling us as Christians to come to the same joyful, glorious life by faith. They're calling us to come to live this life of joyfulness, a life of faith in Christ Jesus. We have to trust in every word what God has spoken. I know I'm not saying to abandon what you're going through. I'm not saying that. Because it's real to you. I see people who are sick. And they struggle in their sickness. And sometimes people of faith. And the doctors will not see anything wrong with them. All the tests has come back. But they have gotten themselves into that place. They speak more about their sickness than they speak more about the word of God over their lives. We need to give ourselves in surrender to Christ Jesus. We need to surrender our lives, our circumstances, our children, our marriage to him. Remember I shared at the end that those who were bound in chain, those who were stoned to death because of their belief in Christ, those who were sawn in half, and there was those who was not worthy to this world. And the Bible said they live in caves. He used to take sheep skin to cover themselves. They all die in the faith. When we look around the world, and the other night I was watching the earthquake in Haiti and the destruction, the buildings crushed, and they made this area that would begin to bury the dead. And they would just pile the body up with concrete and all. The destruction of life. People looting. People, when the machines were cleaning the building, they ran and got a piece of wood or a piece of metal so they can cover, make houses for themselves. In America, I'm so grateful for this country. America is blessed. Because we go out and protect those who are weak around the world. We're the one who speaks up for those nations against dictatorship. But America is beginning to turn its back on God. Society is beginning to deteriorate. And we as a church need to pray harder. Speaking the word, the Rhema word into our cities, into our streets. The world needs to see this lifestyle of faith in us. That we believe one greater than themselves. Because when you leave this country, and I would recommend anyone, if you can travel outside the United States, go. Go. And see. What really impacted me was in India. When I saw the poor. And they used to wait outside, right, Pastor Ron? Outside the restaurant. When we come out with leftover food. We couldn't speak the language. They'll say, and they'll follow you. So, church, we need to be a people of faith. Speaking that Rhema word over those things in these countries. I had a pastor friend of mine who lived in Cuba. And he came to the United States, Pastor Ramiro. And we host him at our house. One thing I love about that man, he was a man of prayer. And he used to stay in our family room downstairs. And I would get in the middle of the night, and I'd see the light on, and I would go check on him. He was on his knees. I go down again, 1 o'clock, on his knees. 3 o'clock, on his knees. 4 o'clock, on his knees. He was a man of prayer. And we took him to a restaurant to have dinner. And when they brought the food out and placed it before him, he began to cry. Because of the people in Cuba. Because of the lack of food. They only get a little bit of ounce of coffee there. Clothing, they give you a ticket. And you go to the market and you pick out clothing. But you pick, and he said he'll take anything. If he was a size medium and there was a large or extra large, he'll take it because he can exchange it on the street. And Pastor Ramiro had a vision to take the city over. And he began to minister and began to set up houses, church houses, throughout the city. And he began to fill the church houses with praying and faithful people to turn the city around. And he declared it. He spoke it. The cities are mine. And how many times they came and threatened him to arrest them and throw him in jail. But he will continue to do the work of God. When they try to shut up Paul and say, don't speak about that name no more. We continue speaking. We continue praying. We continue sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's our testimony. Let your life be a life of Christ. Let this life, let it be a lifestyle of faith that people will see that in you. Speaking the word. Because we have opportunities here. Every day God gives us opportunities. If we're in the market, God gives us opportunity. If we're at work, God gives us opportunity to share the word. To pray for someone. To lay hands on them. To speak the word, the Rhema word, over that person. I see a whole generation being rise up on church in this country. A whole generation. And we need to get busy, church. We need to be busy doing God's business. Willing to lay our lives down for the gospel of Jesus Christ. He calls us and He sends us out. I love what Pastor Ramirez will always say. He took me from the corners and he said, God likes to do laundry. Because I was filthy in this world. I was dirty. I was a mess. And he washed me clean by his precious blood. And then he sent me back out on the same corners to be a testimony of who he is. That's what God does for us. Same thing he did for the people of old. They were known by their testimony. Would the people know us from our testimony? Will we leave a legacy of Christ for our children, for our grandchildren, for our co-workers? It is Christ. It's all about Him. When we surrender our lives to Him, we can walk in that lifestyle of faith. It's never about us. It's never about me. It's about Him. Hallelujah. I love that song, I Surrender All. I surrender all to Jesus. Church, are you ready to surrender all to Jesus this morning? Are you ready, church, to surrender all to Him? Everything that we're going through, surrender it to Him. And let the peace of Christ come in your heart, knowing that you just surrender those things to Him. He'll make a way where there's no way. He reaches out and touch our souls. Hallelujah. You know you are a miracle. Each one of you are a miracle of God. You know that? You're a miracle. You're a miracle, Mike. You're a miracle of God. Each one of you are a miracle of God. I want you to take that home with you. I'm a miracle of God. Created in His image. For His purpose. And for His glory. Hallelujah. Let us close. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord. We surrender all things to You, Father. That, Father, that we will live a lifestyle of faith, Lord. That we will walk in faith. Your word says that the righteous walks in faith. And we're righteous because what You did on the cross, that You cover us in Your righteousness, Lord. I'm reminded when John the Baptist stood there and Jesus was coming. I'm reminded that John the Baptist's mother, Elizabeth, his father was of the order of Aaron. And that makes John the Baptist a high priest. And I'm reminded when the people used to bring the offering into the temple and they'd bring it to the high priest. And the high priest would inspect it and see if there's any blemish, Lord. And I'm reminded when John the Baptist stood there. Hallelujah. And the high priest would certify the lamb for the sacrifice. And John the Baptist stood there and saw the Lamb of God coming. He said, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He certified Jesus that day. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. We stand on Christ and Christ alone. Father, help us. Even when we struggle with unbelief, Lord. Because when we don't believe in you, we call you a liar. We insult your integrity, Lord. And we ask forgiveness, Father. You are the foundation that we stand on. Father, you are the foundation that was built on the prophets and the disciples, Lord God. We stand on the same foundation of Jesus Christ. Father, help us to see your glory in all you are, Father God, that is unseen, Lord. That one day we will stand face to face with you, Father, in all your glory. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.